Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Bavas, so we are up to Parches Mishnah Hey. Ha'omish Ploni B'ni B'char Lo'itol Pishnayim. If someone says, this is my son who is a B'char, he does not get, and I don't want him to get a Pishnayim, I just want him to get the same as all of his other brothers, I don't play favorites, Ish Ploni B'ni Lo'yor Shemachav. Or, there's one son he's angry at, so he says, I don't want this son to get any Yerusha with everybody else, Lo'am or Klum. We can't follow such directions. Shehisnam because he's making a tonight against the dinim of Yerusha, which are dinim in the Torah. If someone is very sick and he starts dividing up his property to his sons by saying who he wants what property to go to, so riba le'echad, and he gives more to one child and less to the other, or he gives the bechor the same as everybody else, dvar of kayamin, then it's going to work because at that time he's still alive, so it's not a Yerusha, he's giving it as a matana. But if he says that it's Yerusha, then it doesn't work because then it's going against the dinim of Yerusha in the Torah. Kasa ben b'chil ben b'am tzav ben b'sof mishum matana. If he writes either in the beginning, the middle, or the end of his directions that is being given as a matana, dvar of kayamin, then we do listen to him because we assume that he really means it to be given as a gift and not as a Yerusha, and therefore doesn't have to follow the dinim of Yerusha. Homrish ploni Yerushani b'makom sheish bas. If a guy says, even though I have a daughter, I want some other random person to yarshin me, Biti Tirushen B'Makom Sheish Ben, or he says, even though I have sons, I really love my daughter and I want her to yashin me, Lomar Klum Sheish Anashkos B'Torah. He's going against what it says in the Torah, so we do not listen. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka Omer, Imamar Al Mishu Ra'u Li Yerusha, Dvar of Kayamin. But if he says it about someone who should inherit him on some level, so then we listen to him. Val Misha Ein Ra'u Li Yerusha, Ein Dvar of Kayamin. But if it's someone who is not someone who stands to yashin him, then we don't listen to him. Meaning a father can change the Yerusha somewhat, meaning as long as the person that he wants to give extra to would be part of the Yerusha anyway, and he just wants to divide up the pizza pie a little bit differently, that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka says he could do. But Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka says what you can't do is bring in an outsider who doesn't stand to receive Yerusha at all. If someone writes a Shtar Matana that he's giving his Nechasim to somebody else, and therefore his children have nothing to inherit, Masha Asa Asa. Look, a guy's allowed to give everything away. But the Chachamim aren't happy with that. They're a dinim of Yerusha because you're supposed to leave things for your children. But if his kids did not behave properly, then he's doing the right thing by punishing them and not giving them a Yerusha. Mishnavav, Homer Zebini Neman. If someone says, this is my son, we believe him that person is his son and that person is going to get a Yerusha. Ze'achi Eino Neman. But if he says, this is my brother, then we do not believe him. The person does not have Nemanos to say who their brother is. But notably, Mo Bechelko, the brother takes a portion of the father's estate with him, because he had identified this fellow as his brother. So he, by his own admission, this fellow should be able to take his father's Yerusha with him. Meis Yachzur Nechasim L'Koman. But if that brother dies after getting a piece of the estate, then everything goes back to where it was, meaning with the original brother who had identified this random person to be his brother, because he was the only one who had to share his portion of the estate with him. Meaning, if there are four known brothers, let's say, and then one of the brothers, Reuven, says, oh, by the way, Yisachar is also a brother of ours. And Shimon Levi Yehuda say, what are you talking about? We don't even know who Yisachar is. So Reuven has to split his portion of the estate with Yisachar. And then when Yisachar dies, only Reuven gets that portion back. Naflo Nechasim Mokom Acher, if the Yisachar gets property from somewhere else, he gets a gift or something like that, and then he dies without any kids, Yerushua Chavimo, then the other brothers will inherit this brother's property with him, even though they never agreed that Yisachar was their brother, because according to Reuven, they're all brothers. Misha Meitz V'Nimsa Staitiki K'shur Al Yirecho Harezo Enoklum. If someone dies and there's a will that we find strapped to his thigh, we could ignore it, meaning even though it has very specific instructions, it is not binding, because if it were, he would have taken care of it when he was alive and not just kept it in his pocket. Zika b'le'achar bein min ha'yorshin bein she'ino min ha'yorshin dvar v'kayamin. But if he gave that daitiki, he gave that that will to somebody while he was alive, then we do follow the instructions that appear in that will. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Hey, We had said that if a guy identifies someone as a Bechor, I'm sorry, if a guy tries to change the dinim of Yerusha, we ignore him because it's Masa Mashkas B'Torah. And if a guy is giving things as a matana before he dies, then it's going to be binding. And then at the end of the Mishnah, we learned the Shita of Yochum and Baroka that you're allowed to change the percentages of Yerusha within the Yorshim. You're just not allowed to add someone who's not a Yoresh to the list of Yorshim. And then in Mishnah Vav, we learned that if you identify someone as being your son, you're believed, but you're not believed to identify someone as being your brother only insofar as you're going to lose, but not to cost any of your other brothers anything, any of their property. But if the guy who you identified as your brother dies and leaves the Yerusha, so then all of the brothers are going to get a portion of that Yerusha. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perches, Mishnah Zayin.